Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly how that song goes, but it was in my heart today, and I just wanted to share it with you, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves us so much, and, you know, I don't think that we always remember the love of God and how he feels about us and how he cherishes us as his people. Through scripture, God lets us know how much he loves us and how he cares for us and how he wants to protect us and how he wants us to love him. And God is just awesome in all his ways, and we just tend to forget. I mean, we think about our lives. We don't even have to be alive today. So many within these past, even 3 years, have passed on, but God has preserved us. Those who are still here, he has preserved us. And we don't know always why as things happen, but you know, we just know that God is here. He protects us. He cares for us. And he wants us to love him. He wants us to know that we are his, to know his love, to know his mercy, to know his grace, that one day we will live with him in eternity. Scripture says in Romans 5:8 that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even in our sin, has there been times that you know that you weren't doing right, or you know that you sinned, but God reminded you that he loves you. He reminded you that he wanted to use you to fulfill a purpose, to fulfill a call that he has on your life. Think about those things. Think about the time when he preserved you. We could have been gone out of here, but he preserved us because of his love, because of his mercy, because of his grace. God's love is greater than we could ever imagine, greater than we can ever even fathom. You know, we love him because he first loved us. His compassion, his grace, his long-suffering, his mercy, his truth, that's the love of God. It's so special in all its fullness that we can't even comprehend the love that he has for us. God just wants us to come to him. He wants us to to love him just as much as he loves us. Whether we go to him in prayer, whether we go to him in praise, in worship, in song, he wants us to even commune with him daily through that prayer, through worship. Think about how he gave his son to lay down his life. He took torture, beatings for us. All the sins of the world were laid upon him. Who could even handle that? I don't think none of us can handle that. But God sent his son. God in the flesh, to take all that upon him, all those sins that God knew that we would do, and he placed them on Jesus. Jesus took it all for us. And then he just wants us to know that he loves us so much. Think about a parent and its child. That parent will do anything for its baby. Anything. Anything for its child. Because it loves that child so much. God is calling every one of us today. Every one of us. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To give ourselves to him. To give our lives to him. You don't know how long your time is. You don't know how long even this earth will last. Because no one knows the day or the hour of our Lord's coming. But we can feel the heartbeat of the earth, the moanings and the groanings. And we know that he's coming soon. Question is, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Time now to give your life to Christ. Let him know you love him. Let him know that you want to repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. Forgive me, God. Forgive me for all those things I've done wrong. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me for doing things when I know I shouldn't have done. Forgive me. Lord, I want to be yours. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I need you today. I need you in my home. I need you in my family. I need you on my job. I need you in my life. Lord, I just ask that you forgive me. Come into my heart right now. Take out all those things that are not like you. All those things in my heart and in my mind. Take them out, oh God, that I might live for you, that I might change my life. Lord, be my Lord, be my King, be my Savior. I praise you and I glorify your name today. That's all you got to say. Just repent, trust in the Lord. Give your lives to him. All that you are, believe that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to come into your heart today. He's calling you, beckoning you. He's been tugging on your heart a long time. And you haven't been refusing because you want to do this, you want to do that, or you want to hang out. You want to be like your friends. But sometimes we have to come out from among them to give our lives to the Lord. And then even so, when your life is changed and you're on the sturdy ground of God, then you can pull others in, witness to them, tell them about the goodness of God, tell them how he loves you, how he changed your life, whether you were on drugs or alcohol, how he helped you to get off of those drugs, to fight drug addiction, to fight alcohol addiction. Maybe things aren't right in your family and the Lord fixes it. Maybe in your mind you were feeling lonely, distraught and down. And when you gave your life to Christ, he fixes it. So just believe on God. Anything that you're going through, anything that's a challenge, give it to the Lord. Just repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I believe you are my King. I believe you gave your life for me. You came in the flesh and gave your life for me. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I just ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit today. Clean out those things that are not like you, that I might stand holy in your eyes. Help me day by day to live for you. Help me day by day to learn of your word and your scriptures, that I could be a witness to someone else. I know that your mercy is great. But I just ask for your forgiveness. Whether it's lying, whether it's drinking, alcohol, drugs, fornicating, adultery, whatever it is, give it to the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God to fix. Nothing too hard. You might be having trouble in your family. You might be having trouble in your marriage. Seek God. Seek God's face. Seek the face of God. God's love is so strong. He wants you to have the joy of the Lord. Seek God. Seek his word. Be in the scriptures daily. And if not daily, you know, maybe every other day, that you can get that word in your heart. Pray every day. Talk to God. Let him know you're his. Praise the Lord. I don't know. There's people probably listening where this message is touching you. It's not a big, extravagant message. I blunder over my words, but I know that the Lord is speaking to someone today. Give your life to the Lord. He loves you. No matter what you're going through, the Lord loves you. He doesn't want you to fear, for God does not want you to have that spirit of fear. He doesn't give us that fear. That's from the enemy. So you trust God. Stand upon his holy word. Stand upon him. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. There's no fear in God. There's no fear. and his love is so strong. He protects you under the shadow of his wings. So trust God. Give your life to him. And all those things you're going through will begin to work themselves out. There's a scripture that says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Stand upon the Lord. If there's any even unforgiveness, if there's unforgiveness in your heart, even forgive those people who you may have an ought against. Because how can God forgive you if you can't forgive someone else? This is how God shows his love toward us, that we will be able to show love towards others. Trust in the Lord. Pray to him. Give him your all. Give him your all. Give him your all today. I was listening to Billy Graham, and he was talking about, you know, being a Christian is not easy all the time because people come up against you. And especially in today's world, they have a lot to say. They spit on you behind your back. But that's okay. Because the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. He will give you your strength. He will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. There's no worrying in God, just peace. Just peace. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. Lord, I just pray for everyone listening today. Bless them and keep them under the hedge of your protection. Watch over them day by day. Let those who are listening feel your presence. Let them know your love. Let them know that you care for them. Even in the midnight hour, come to those that are even restless, worrying, and give them peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for dying on the cross for our sins. We will continue to trust you and praise you with all that we have inside. All that we have inside. We thank you, God. We praise you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.